From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Insurance giant AIG is reportedly about to pay out as much as $100 million in a new round of bonuses to employees of its financial products division, that according to a report in the New York Times. That's the same department whose risky ventures helped AIG go under. American International Group received some $180 billion in government bailout money already. U.S. State Department officials say they continue to meet daily with Haitian officials to coordinate earthquake relief supplies. NPR's Jackie Northam has this update.
The new head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Raj Shah, says the recovery effort in Haiti is now shifting into a relief effort. Shah says as the days go by, there are improvements in the coordination and ability to deliver essential needs to hundreds of thousands of Haitians. Shah says combined efforts by the U.S., the U.N., and various aid agencies are providing food to more than 800,000 Haitians.
The rate of daily service has more than tripled. From an initial rate of around 45,000 served a day to now more than 120,000 today.
Shaw says there is enough sheeting and shelter kits to serve up to 260,000 households, although just over a quarter of those have been distributed. He says amongst the biggest challenges that remain are sanitation and removing rubble left by the quake. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
During an appearance Tuesday at a law school in Florida, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said he's glad he skipped the president's State of the Union speech last week and the controversy that followed. Scott Finn of member station WUSF reports.
Thomas spoke about fellow Justice Samuel Alito's reaction to President Obama's speech. Alito shook his head and appeared to mouth the words, "not true," as the president criticized the court's recent decision to allow more corporate money in political campaigns. Thomas said the ensuing firestorm confirmed his decision not to go.
I don't go because it has become so partisan, and it's very uncomfortable for a judge to sit there. There's a lot that you don't hear on TV, the cat calls and the hooping and hollering and under-the-breath comments.
Thomas also defended the High Court's decision in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, saying people banding together as a corporation have a right of free speech. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Tampa.
President Obama lashed out at Republicans standing in the way of his jobs creation plan as electoral opportunists who put their own interests ahead of the voters' needs. The president stopped in Nashua, New Hampshire Tuesday to promote his plans to spur job growth.
Today, 1 in 10 Americans still can't find work. That's why jobs has to be our number one focus in 2010.
Two House seats and a Senate seat will be in play in New Hampshire this fall. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed up 111 points at 10,297, and the Nasdaq gained 19. This is NPR. NATO forces say two U.S. service members have been killed in a bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the attack occurred on Tuesday but did not provide other details. The area has been seeing an uptick in violence in recent weeks. The frontrunner in Ukraine's presidential race is lashing out at leaders of the 2004 Orange Revolution. In an interview with NPR, former Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych said the uprising was a wasted chance to reform and develop the former Soviet Republic. NPR's David Green has details.
Viktor Yanukovych is trying to finish off a political comeback. In 2004, he appeared to win the presidency in Ukraine. Then courts declared his victory a fraud, and he was pushed aside as people took to the streets in the Orange Revolution. But now, a period of political and economic turmoil has led many voters back to this former mechanic from eastern Ukraine.
За 5 лет очень много потеряла.
These have been 5 lost years, Yanukovych said during a stop in his hometown of Yanukovo. He said the economy's in shambles and Ukraine needs a boss to put things in order. His opponent, Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, has painted Yanukovych as a pawn of wealthy oligarchs. Tymoshenko was one of the Orange Revolution's heroes. She's told voters there may have been some idealism back then. Now she's asking for more time to fulfill the revolution's promises. David Green, NPR News, Kiev.
Federal safety investigators say pilot error most likely caused an airline crash into a house near Buffalo, New York last year. The National Transportation Safety Board concluded an inappropriate response by the captain of the Continental Connection flight to a crucial piece of safety equipment caused that crash. All 49 people on board were killed. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.